S.G. for the Zoe Center. Here's an article from the New York Times titled, New York Attorney General Targets Supplements at Major Retailers by Anahad O'Connor, dated February 3rd, 2015. It reads, the New York State Attorney General's office accused four major retailers on Monday of selling fraudulent and potentially dangerous herbal supplements and demanded that they remove the products from their shelves. The authorities said they had conducted tests on top-selling store brands of herbal supplements at four national retailers, GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart, and found that four out of five of the products did not contain any of the herbs on their labels. The tests show that pills labeled medicinal herbs often contained little more than cheap fillers like powdered rice, asparagus, and houseplants, and in some cases, substances that could be dangerous to those with allergies. The investigation came as a welcome surprise to health experts who have long complained about the quality and safety of dietary supplements, which are exempt from the strict regulatory oversight applied to prescription drugs. Now, I wonder what these, I wish they would name the brands and names of these herbal supplements so we could identify what they are. Continuing, the Food and Drug Administration has targeted individual supplements found to contain dangerous ingredients. But the announcement Monday was the first time that a law enforcement agency had threatened the biggest retail and drugstore chains with legal action for selling what it said were deliberately misleading herbal products. Among the Attorney General's findings was a popular store brand of ginseng pills at Walgreens, promoted for physical endurance and vitality, that contained only powdered garlic and rice. Again, what is the name of this product? What is the brand? Who's the manufacturer? Continuing, at Walmart, the authorities found that its ginkgo biloba, a Chinese plant promoted as a memory enhancer, contained little more than powdered radish, houseplants, and wheat, despite a claim on the label that the product was wheat and gluten-free. That is a travesty. Now, three out of six herbal products at Target, ginkgo biloba, St. John's wort, now there's a brand, St. John's wort, or is that a generic term? And valerian root, a sleep aid, tested negative for the herbs on their labels. But they did contain powdered rice, beans, peas, and wild carrots. And at GNC, the agency said it found pills with unlisted ingredients used as fillers, like powdered legumes, the class of plants that include peanuts and soybeans, a hazard for people with allergies. So if you are allergic to soy or peanuts, I would stay away from herbal supplements, folks, for now at least. The Attorney General sent the four retailers cease and desist letters on Monday and demanded that they explain what procedures they use to verify the ingredients in their supplements. Now, I wonder if these were house branded supplements, like Walmart branded supplements, or Walgreens or Target branded supplements, or if these were other brands from third-party manufacturers. It doesn't say. Now, continuing, mislabeling, contamination, and false advertising are illegal, said Eric T. Snyderman, the state attorney general. They also pose unacceptable risks to New York families, especially those with allergies to hidden ingredients. The Attorney General's investigation was prompted by an article in the New York Times in 2013 that raised questions about widespread labeling fraud in the supplement industry. The article referred to research at the University of Guelph in Canada, spelled G-U-E-L-P-H, that found that as many as a third of herbal supplements tested did not contain the plants listed on their labels, only cheap fillers instead. So a Canadian university is doing random tests, and they're finding that one third of all these herbal supplements don't even contain anything that they're claiming that they have. All right, continuing. Industry representatives have argued that any problems are caused by a handful of companies on the fringe of the industry. Now, again, that's coming from industry representatives defending their industries, saying that most of the, or the majority of this problem is coming from smaller marginal companies trying to, I don't know, who knows, break into the company, break into the industry, or defraud the industry. Continuing, but New York's investigation specifically targeted store brands at the nation's drugstore. Again, they said store brands and retail giants, which suggest that the problems are widespread. Now, if this is the case, and if the store brands, like if it's Walmart branded and Target branded and Walgreens branded, then this is a major problem. This is a big problem, guys. Now, continuing, if this data is accurate, then it is an unbelievably devastating indictment of the industry, said Dr. Peter Cohen, an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School and an expert on supplement safety. We are talking about products at mainstream retailers like Walmart and Walgreens that are expected to be the absolute highest quality. In response to the findings, Walgreens said it would remove the products from its shelves nationwide, even though only New York State had demanded it. Walmart said it would reach out to the suppliers of its supplements and take appropriate action. I wonder if they tested Costco brands and if they found the same thing. Curious. Continuing, a spokeswoman for GNC said that the company would cooperate with the Attorney General in all appropriate ways. Does that mean that GNC house brands are also subject to this investigation and also part of this litigation? Okay, continuing, but that it stood behind the quality and purity of its store brand supplements. The company said it tested all of its products using validated and widely used testing methods. Target did not respond to requests for a comment. The FDA requires that companies verify that every supplement they manufacture is safe and accurately labeled, but the system essentially operates on the honor code. Under a 1994 federal law, supplements are exempt from the FDA's strict approval process for prescription drugs, which requires reviews of a product's safety and effectiveness before it goes to market. The law's sponsor and chief architect, Senator Orrin G. Hatch, Republican of Utah, is a steadfast supporter of supplements. He has accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the industry and repeatedly intervened in Washington to quash proposed legislation that would toughen the rules. And I believe Utah is a state that has a lot or does a lot of supplement manufacturing. And I believe I read somewhere that about 25% of all of these herbal type supplemental business and manufacturing goes on in Utah. I don't know why, but that just seems to be the case. Continuing, Mr. Hatch led a successful fight against a proposed amendment in 2012 that would have required supplement makers to register their products with the FDA and provide details about their ingredients. Speaking on the floor of the Senate at the time, Mr. Hatch said the amendment was based on misguided presumption that the current regulatory framework for dietary supplements is flawed. Critics say it is all too easy for dangerous supplements to reach the market because they are not subject to a review or approval process. Under current law, supplements are assumed to be safe until the authorities can prove otherwise. And in general, they are pulled from shelves only after serious injuries occur, which is not uncommon. Now, is this an example of laissez-faire capitalism just not working, whereby there is an honor code and the market will determine what works and what doesn't work, but because the herbal supplement market is so difficult to gauge, how does a market know, or how do customers know when something works and when something doesn't work, when a claim is working or it doesn't, because so much of it is going on in your head? Continuing, in 2013, for example, an outbreak of hepatitis that struck at least 72 people in 16 states was traced to a tainted supplement. 3 people required liver transplants and 1 woman died. It is not only consumers, hospitals have been affected too. In December, an infant at a Connecticut hospital died when doctors gave the child a popular probiotic supplement that was later found to be contaminated with yeast. After the child's death, the FDA issued a warning to the public that reiterated its limited control over supplements. Now, this is referring to a probiotic. Now, probiotics, I guess it's also considered to be a herbal supplement and maybe not reviewed by the FDA. Now, that's a scary thought. These products are not subject to FDA's pre-market review or approval requirement for safety and effectiveness. The FDA stated, and nor to the agency's rigorous manufacturing and testing standards for drugs. As part of its investigation, the Attorney General's office bought 78 bottles of the leading brands of herbal supplements from a dozen Walmart, Target, Walgreens, and GNC locations across New York State. Then the agency analyzed the products using DNA barcoding, a type of genetic fingerprinting that the agency has used to root out labeling fraud in the seafood industry. Okay, the technology allows scientists to identify plants and animals by looking for short sequences of DNA unique to each organism, which can then be quickly analyzed, much like the barcodes on grocery items, and compared with others in an electronic database. The technology can single out which plants a supplement contains by identifying its unique DNA. Dr. Cohen at Harvard said that the Attorney General's test results were so extreme that he found them hard to accept. He said it was possible that the test had failed to detect some plants even when they were present because the manufacturing process had destroyed their DNA. So this Dr. Cohen from Harvard is saying that the results were so unbelievably extreme or so unbelievably fraudulent, in other words, that he couldn't believe it, and maybe he's saying that during the manufacturing process, the DNA of the plants are getting destroyed, and thus this testing method isn't working. Now, is that possible? Okay, continuing. But that does not explain why the test found so many supplements with no DNA from the herbs on their labels, but plenty of DNA from unlisted ingredients, said Marty Mack, an executive deputy attorney general in New York. Now, this is very true. Now, if they're finding DNA from rice and soy and yeast and other things, why are they not finding the DNA from the ingredients that these manufacturers are claiming are there and present? Continuing, the absence of DNA does not explain the high percentage of contaminants found in these products, he said. The burden is now with the industry to prove what is in these supplements. Reading some reader comments, Bruce from Kansas City writes, I stopped taking all supplements over 1 year ago and did not feel any different. Now I know why. Marcus from New York City writes, this should call for a major class action lawsuit and payouts to customers, as well as much stricter laws. Shame on these stores. I'm wondering, is it the manufacturers that are defrauding Walmart and GNC and Walgreens and Target, or are these retailers purposely, fraudulently, knowingly manufacturing these products with the absence of the proper ingredients? If that's the case, I'm wondering why nobody has spoken up or said anything in either the manufacturing plants or at these various retailers at like Walmart and Target and so forth. You would think there would be someone blowing the whistle. Or is everyone just completely ignorant of what's going into these products and nobody really understands what the ingredients are? This is S.G. for the Zoe Center.